Hello.
This is Crow calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
Who is this?
This is Crow calling back from customer service.
Oh, okay. I had an order placed on and billed by you on August 1st. And I'd never received the product for $67.32.
All right, sir. Well, can we start by getting your zip code so I can look up your account and see what's going on?
92620.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Alan Hedges, H-E-D-G-E-S.
All right, sir. And can you verify your address for me?
1154 Hayes, Irvine, 92620, California.
All right, sir, so I do have an account that's being pulled up on your name. Just bear with me for a couple of minutes. Our system is loading a little slow today.
Okay.
All right, sir, so your account just loaded. Let me see what's going on. All right, sir, you said you never, okay, which charge did you say you never received?
I never received anything. I didn't receive an email about whether it was delivered or not. And it's billed and it's paid for on December 1st, and this is almost Christmas, and I still don't have that.
Okay, sir. From what I'm looking at, that was for the membership. It wasn't an actual product.
What membership?
Okay, on the 24th of October, do you recall ordering a Platinum Ultra smartwatch and paying the $7.95 shipping and handling fee?
What is it?
It's a Platinum Ultimate. A Platinum Ultra smartwatch. Do you recall ordering a smartwatch on the 24th of October?
What company is this?
Sir, this is from the Factor Direct Savings Club.
Well, whatever smartwatch I received, I ordered two of them. The first one didn't work, and the second one was missing part.
Okay, sir. So when you ordered those smartwatches on the website within the fine print, it does outline that you'll be automatically enrolled into a membership by paying that shipping and handling fee. And if you don't cancel within a certain amount of time, you'll be paid the full price for the membership.
Well, I don't know where, I didn't read that anywhere. I want to cancel it.
Okay, sir, no problem.
I want my money refunded.
I'll go ahead and cancel your membership for you. Give me 1 second. All right, sir, I do have your membership canceled. Okay, Okay, since these membership charges are considered valid charges, I can only give you a 35% refund of both charges. Is that fine, sir?
It's what?
Since these charges are both considered valid charges, I can only give you a 35% refund.
Well,
I'm going to
tell my bank. I'm going to tell my bank, and I'm going to investigate it. So either I get it all back, I have no knowledge of all, at all, and how can I remember from October? Can you remember what you ordered in October?
Well, sir, to be honest, I would be able to if I would tell exactly what it was and when I did order it. But that's because
I had no notification. I didn't have any receipts. I didn't have anything. And I will report you to my bank.
All right, sir. As a
and
courtesy,
I'll let them handle the charge. Now, either I get it back, or I promise you I'm going to go to a fraud guy that I know. Because I've been screwed out of money before. And either I get it back, or there's going to be a problem.
All right, sir. As a courtesy, I can give a 50% refund of both charges. Is that fine?
I can only get a 50% now?
Yes, sir. Is that fine with you?
You're going to give it all to me, or I'm going to have my bank investigated. Because I'm with a federal bank, a union, credit union.
All right, sir. Just give me 1 second while I shortly speak with the supervisor, okay?
Yep. Boy, how they fuck you.
All right, sir. I have spoken with the supervisor, and they agreed to let me give you your full refund back, okay?
That's what I want.
All right, give me 1 second, sir, while I get these refunds processed. All right, sir, so I have your refunds processed, and you should receive your refunds back within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Well, do you have a number in case I don't get it?
Yes, I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, hold on just a second.
And by number, do you mean a confirmation number or
a confirmation number and a phone number that I can respond to it in case I don't get it as well?
Okay, so the phone number that you called us from is the same phone number that you can use to call back in case you don't receive your refund.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And what's the cancellation number?
Okay. Yeah. It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262.
921.
921.
Mm-hmm. 718.
718. Okay, that's Charlie 262-921-718, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. I thank you for calling customer service, and we have a great day, sir.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.